Okay. Forgive me for being startled at the start of that all. The AI companion option popped up the second I hit record, and it looked like it was actually going that direction instead of hitting record. So I wasn't sure what happened there. But and I haven't set up AI companion. I have no idea what that even means on Zoom. I've seen people do it, so I have to figure that out still. Anyways, awkward start. That should be an interesting start to our session as well for today. We are heading into our first session of 2026, and we're starting it off with that breath work. And then I was just commenting on the astrology, and in addition to what's sort of been like the recent stuff, I feel like the broader overarching theme that I'm seeing with a lot of people right now is this time frame where we're heading into the Chinese New Year, which is February 17th, heading out of the wood snake and into the fire year. This is a time of rich expansion. It's a rich momentum in a way that's kind of like unrelenting momentum. So it's like we're advancing and we're so ready to hit go, and we're doing this, whether you come willingly or get dragged kicking and screaming. So it's a time of initiation, and it's a time you don't really have a lot of options but to just like go do the thing. It's also a time where the unique astrology, you'll probably hear me talk about this a few times in the coming weeks, of Saturn and Neptune are hanging out at Aries at 0 degrees on February 20th. This is a transit that only happens roughly every 7 to 9,000 years. That's unique that we get to be here during that time frame. And similarly to the year of the fire snake, which is kind of like a double whammy, it's very much about things initiating, thresholds being met. It's where dreams get grounded and come into to form. So it's about hitting the ground running again. So we have a very interesting wave that's upon us. And it's not like it starts just on that day. The beginning of that wave has already been underway, and we're cresting around those particular dates. So we're in the pre-phase of that, and a lot of people are in the wake of that, along with the ending of the snake year, which is the time of release and shedding. So it's a rich time to complete the shedding, so to speak, so we prepare for whatever is coming into this next new season of life. And we're in a time of month, January, often being a time of still really, well, stillness and deep quietude. It's not necessarily a time where we're meant to do a lot. It's actually a time for surrender. So the time frame could not be better than in the heart of winter, and the opportunity for stillness to abound to help us to surrender, release, let go, and make space for whatever is coming next. Anyways, on that note, if I haven't planted too many seeds for you, I'm going to invite you to craft your intentions for today before I get carried away. I could talk about astrology, I think, all day long sometimes. And as you tune into what today's session is for you, I'm curious what pops up, and you're welcome to share it into the chat feature. You can address it to me privately or to the group as a whole. And many of you, or if you're anything like me, still very much in recovery mode from the holiday season. You're going to see a flashlight in just a moment. I feel like I'm already getting dark on the screen, so. And the holiday season often carries a lot of different impacts for different people in various different ways. So whatever that looks like for you, and it doesn't have to look like it does for anybody else, just tuning into where you're at in that process. And if that theme is already completed for you, if there's anything that needs tending to that, or you're still really at the beginning of making your way through that territory. If you worked at all through that season, this might be your time where the recovery is just beginning. Okay. Thank you for all of the messages that are coming in. Yes, indeed. Happy New Year. Happy new tax year. And we're going to celebrate New Year's at least two more times this year. We got February 17th for Chinese New Year. We got March 21st for the Solar New Year. I say let's celebrate them all. Why not? Okay. All right. And then I'm going to invite you to, again, make your way to a place where you can engage in the practice of breath. Finding your way to laying down, potentially seated if you prefer that for today. And as we head into the breathwork practice, know that your intentions are really quite important. Think of it as like we're going fishing in the dark, and we're just gonna cast our line into the darkness and see what we draw back without actually knowing what it is. And the guidance of that cast is your intention. So your intention is what sort of sets sail for this particular exploration, along with your curiosity. I need to extend this metaphor, but the curiosity is like the arc of the cast. And if we happen to have a lot of curiosity, we tend to be a little bit closer to the present moment. And we're actually able to locate something a little bit differently in a different arc or in a different shape than if we have just a little bit less curiosity. So curiosity becomes our guide. It creates the shape of your journey, and it creates an opportunity for us to, get tuned into the immediacy. I feel like I'm gonna hit an Eckhart Tolle moment here. The power of now. It helps us to tune into the moments and all that comes from that particular place. Yeah, brilliantly put. It's helping us to operate from a place of being okay with what actually is. Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate that. So curiosity and your intentions, bringing those to your mind. And amongst that, I'm going to invite you to open up the jaw just to the point of a mild stretch. Not discomfort, shy of that, and extending your jaw a little bit further than you think that you can. I'm betting there's room. The jaw is like this vessel of nourishment, and also it's this vessel where we've learned to control things. We've learned to hold things back. So there's this, I want things that nourish me, and also I have a tendency to hold things back. So the simple act of just opening the mouth to breathe through it creates an opportunity to very radically reorient to how it is you're relating to that thing, those things, the qualities of life, the experiences that nourish you from the inside out. And as you orient in this way to nourishment, we invite you to connect to that which nourishes us perhaps most deeply, our breath. So vibrant inhales. Surrendered exhales. A little bit of effort on that inhale, which is why we think of it as vibrance. And surrendered exhale, meaning like air leaving a balloon, nothing to control, nothing to do, nothing to, cling to. Which can be actually oddly really exhilarating. And as you breathe, taking out the pauses at the top and the bottom of the breath, so just as that inhale ends, the exhale begins. And just as the exhale ends, the inhale begins. So the breath becomes, in a way, circular. Anytime you need to, you can back off. You can slow the pace of the breath. You can take the breath to the nose. You can stop the practice of the breath. Anytime you want to deepen into the breath, you can pick up the pace. You can take it back to the mouth if you stop for any reason. And you can actually take time to expand the depth of the breath. So, opening to the vibrancy, the depth, and the pacing of the breath puts you in charge of your journey. With curiosity as your guide, you get to set the pace, and you get to move at the pace of trust for you here today. And offer these words to begin with. Thank you, Creator, for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you to all of our helpers, both seen and unseen, who gather here with us. We give thanks for the opportunity to gather today in company, in like-mindedness, like-heartedness, to be in connection with each other, and to walk each other home in all the ways that we do consciously and unconsciously by our sheer presence and our grace. Thank you to the ancestors that hold our whole line in the family that created us to be amongst it all. We ask that this journey today, its insights, its awarenesses, its learnings, be in service to them and to this broader world as a whole. Thank you to the earth that grounds us, the sky above giving us space, the fire for connecting us to the edges of the beyond, and the water flowing through our very core essence. Om, Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. You're gonna hear a little bit of music come on in the background. And I invite you to just check in on the pace of your breath. Checking in on the pace of that breath. And checking in to see, do I have room? Do I have room to go maybe a little bit faster? Do I have space to drink in a little bit more? Every breath becomes an invitation. Everything we do here echoing that invitation. You're yes, so very welcome. You're no, so very welcome. And you can change your mind anytime you like. You can change your mind anytime you like. And you can pick up the pace of the breath. You can slow it back down. You can pick it back up again. You get to go back and forth. See what feels right for you. Check it out. And that holds true. That holds true for your whole life. Right now, there's actually room for you to change your mind. There's room for you to change your mind. You are free to change your mind. You're free to change your mind. So please take good care of yourself amongst that, whatever that might mean for you. You get to decide that now. So please take good care of yourself amongst all of that, whatever that looks like. I'm going to suggest it begins by means of listening. Listening to what's actually here. Which can happen below the level of the mind. Which can happen below the level of the mind. Something that moves just a little bit slower than the mind. And you've got it right now. You've got it right now. It's accessible through your body. Through the body, through this form. So I invite you to breathe into this body and feel what's here in this moment. What's the sensation underneath the story? The story we know comes from the narrative of the mind. So what is the, underneath that, what's the sensation? What's the sensation? Physical quality. If you can set just for a moment the story of wherever you're at aside, you might even want to like, imagine you can gather that story up out of the body, set it on a little shelf beside you. You can come back to it, it'll be there. And see if you can find the sensation in the body. Without going back into story, come back to how does my body feel here now, in this moment. Check it out with all your curiosity. What can I feel in my body right now? What can I feel in my body right now? And what's the physical sensation that's present in this body right now? and breathe into that. Breathe into that and see what shows up. Without knowing what that's going to be, it gets to surprise us. Check out what's here. It might not be what you think it is. How willing am I to let life surprise me? Outside of my story that I have created. About whatever I think this is. Even if I've got like a really good one, like a really convincing one, like I know for sure what this is. How curious could I be about that? And to what degree am I willing to let life surprise me? I invite you amongst it all to just make a little bit of noise. Oh my God. I invite you to do it again, and this time make it just a little bit weird. Surprise yourself. Ah. Thank you for your voice. Thank you for your expression. It's so good to hear from you. And then if you can find it, and if it's easily accessible, if not, don't worry about it, but if it is, those muscles between your spine and your shoulder blade, sometimes you can find it if you like press both shoulder blades back and together, pressing both shoulders back and together. We invite you to hang out with that movement in a way that lets you sort of just like activate what's there. And just getting in touch with that place in your, excuse me, upper mid-back area. A bit more on the upper side. I mean, make sure to slow that movement down. Slow that movement down and go into it really intentionally. And as you do, feeling your way through this, check out what shows up for you. I'm going to throw some spaghetti at the wall. You can see if it sticks. But check out what you've been holding back. What you've been holding back. Check out what you've been pissed off, rageful, angry, upset about. And check out what you've been pushing away, keeping at bay, attempting to find your boundaries around, perhaps. Along with anything else in this territory, anything else in this area. And breathing into this area, breathing into that space in the back, in the upper back. And amongst it all, notice what happens inside of you, what sensations come alive when you hear these words. I'm so sorry that happened. I'm so sorry that happened. I'm so sorry that happened. And I'm so sorry it hurts. I'm so sorry it hurts. I can't make it better. I can't change it for you. And I'll be here with you while we move through it together. I'll be here with you as we move through it together. I'll be here with you. We get to move through that together. With care. With care. Not like last time. This time we go slowly, with care. And we feel what's here. We feel what's here. And what I make up is that this part of you wanted an adult's presence. This part of you wanted an adult presence. And if it's okay, I'll be here with you as that adult. And the adult that's here listening to me talk, can also step in to be an adult here too. If that's available, and when you're ready, you might even imagine checking out what this part of your body seems to need, what the sensation is asking for. And offering it. I'm going to suggest this has been like a really deep, rich pattern that's played out through generations, potentially, that may be really strong in your life. And it's by means of simply turning towards it to be with it. Not forcing it, not forcing it to fit whatever story you think this is, but by means of noticing what it's actually looking for. And whatever amount of effort, take a moment to check it out, whatever amount of effort you're in right now. We invite the exhale, your next exhale, to soften it by simply 1%. So wherever you're applying effort, what happens if you can soften it simply by 1%? In a moment, I'm going to invite you to move. I'm going to invite you to do that. Might sound a bit funny. Without effort, without that effort that you were in before, how little effort can you use to make the same vibrancy of movement, the same shape of movements? But doing it in a way that doesn't require you to have to be the one that's somehow forcing it. It might mean letting the movement come through spontaneously, organically. It might mean surprising yourself. It might mean something else. I invite you to, in a moment, and when I cue you, I'm going to invite you to move your whole body, mind, arms, legs, head, whole body. And you're welcome to add in a little bit of sound if you like, but almost akin to like a little one that just has a lot of pent-up energy, and they have that moment where they just like tip and they fall into that tantrum in the middle of the grocery store when you're just trying to like get out of there. And you know if you drag them, it's just gonna get worse. So you just sit there with them. You just sit there with them in the middle of the grocery store, letting them have their rants, letting them wig out. I'm going to invite you to be here with the parts of you that are moving through this territory as your whole body moves with as little effort as possible. So when you're ready, breathing deep, breathing deep. If you've got space for it, breathe even just a little bit deeper than that. And then I invite you to let it all shake out. Like that little one having that full temper tantrum, arms, legs, especially the head. Oh, the head, the arms, the legs, the whole body. Get it all into there. Get it all into there. Go, 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 go. Pour it on. Bring a little bit of sound. And make it even bigger by an extra 5-10%. Even bigger. Even bigger. And even bigger one more time. And when you're ready, you can let that go. If there's still more coming, let it come through, let it come through, let it come through. When you're ready, surrendering the movements entirely. And I trust whatever loosens up, you can greet with the breath. Without naming it, just greeting it with the breath. Thank you for, I'm going to use an expression, riding the dragon. Thanks for just letting that flow through. This flow becomes our space where we live, where we're fully alive. There's awareness, yet somehow below the level of thoughts, there's an expression that becomes available without having to know a thing. And there is an ease of surrender without having to figure anything out that happens in our movements. So thank you. Thank you for blessing us all with that. And the invitation is to just simply breathe here. The invitation is to simply now breathe. Thank you for being here exactly as you are. And this next part is completely optional, but if it feels right, I'm going to invite you to find something inside of you that just feels good to be with. And something inside of yourself that just simply feels good to be with. An area of the body, a memory, something that reminds you of yourself when you felt most like yourself. and simply savoring the goodness that's here. Dropping the practice of the breath. And letting yourself come to rest in whatever it is you're savoring. Letting yourself come to rest in whatever it is you're savoring. And just keeping the felt sense of that, keeping the felt sense of that, you may even drop the action of savoring, just keeping the felt sense of it without having to do a thing. And resting in the feeling, trusting it'll be here to hold you, surround you, cocoon you. Held in your feeling. Thank you. Creator, thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen. We give thanks for how the session showed up with all of its information, all of its insights, its learnings. And we're so grateful for the journey that we went on. Thank you to the earth that held us with care and reverence. Thank you to the sky above, opening up new spaces to explore our perspectives from. Thank you to the fire connecting us to the mysterious edge of what lies underneath and beyond. And thank you to the water that flows through our very essence and our core. And yet somehow a gateway to that which is even broader and deeper. We ask that this session live on in rich, beautiful ways that unfold for the blessings of each and every person here, their families, their communities, and this broader world as a whole. May this be of service. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Slowly deepening the breath. Wiggling fingers and toes. And then simply rolling to one side or the other. I'm going to invite you to stay on your side before you sit up, and taking this next minute, longer if you feel called to contemplate the journey and how it reconciles with your intentions. And it may not have, you know, a ton of words, but there might be the beginning of something that flirts with the edges. And just see if you can let yourself really be curious here too. Whatever showed up, how does that reconcile with your intention for breathing here today? And from here, continuing to rest for another minute or so. And for those of you that may already be up and typing in the chat feature, I'm curious to hear what that was for you. So feel free to offer a few words. Putting it into words can be a really supportive part of the integration, even though a lot of this territory ends up being far beyond words. So doing your best to just steer yourself in that direction, knowing it doesn't have to be perfect or even entirely accurate. See if you can put it into even just like a jot note, offering a few words around what that was for you today. Again, you're welcome to do it to me privately or to the group as a whole. And for those of you ready to sit up in your own timing, feel free to do so. And the invitation is to continue to sit with the material in whatever way feels right to contemplate. One of my favorite questions here is, amongst all of whatever showed up, if I was my own client, what homework would I give myself? If I was my own client here, what homework would I give myself? And honoring that territory. In a moment, I'm going to stop the recording, but know that you are welcome to reach out for those of you listening to the recording. For those of you live, I'm going to give you a chance to express anything that you want to, and we'll take a moment to just land. For those of you who need to leave, we'll say goodbye. Thank you so much for spending your time together in these ways, and once again, thank you for being here exactly as you are. And until next week, mwah, mwah, mwah. Okay.